Sweetheart, why are you not dressed yet? Come on, we're about to leave. The party starts in an hour. Oh, don't give me that look. You simpering fool. So what's the problem? One of the maids said that you required my assistance. What is it? It doesn't fit. Your outfit doesn't fit. Honestly, we just went to the tailor's not too long ago. Have you outgrown it already? I don't know if it's because you've been eating too much or because they've been growing too much. I'm sorry for getting mad at you. The whole situation is a bit inconvenient, and this party was a big thing for me. Showing off my pretty little consort to everybody. Knowing what I did to you and making sure no one else so much as touches you without me knowing. It's a bit of a thrill, wouldn't you say? But clearly we need to think of a solution right now. And I do have one. Wait here. Try to dress in what you can. Here, put this on. What is it? What do you think? It's a corset. Well, it's a specially designed corset. It's not for slimming down your waistline and tucking in a tummy. It's more for support, really, and that support should hopefully slim you down enough to fit in your clothes. You have been starting to feel a bit heavy? Well, good thing I got this. And it'll grow with you. It's not that I don't want to see you big, but I do know in the latter stages that the gravity of carrying such weight in your front does cause discomfort to your body. I thought that that might help. I'm sorry. What? You didn't think vampires could blush? Well, I do have a reputation to upkeep. Can't be appearing soft, you know? You don't have to apologize. Just put it on. You're not sure about the laces? Here, let me help. You just hold it over your front and I'll lace you up. There we go. All you gotta do now is just rethread it and tie it in a bow in the back. Sometimes people can step into it, but it's much easier to just unlace it and just retires, especially in your situation. There we go. Better? Good, I'm glad you feel better. And honestly, you're standing a bit straighter. I hope it supports your back too, as well as your belly. Might have a little trouble moving, but that's what we have maids for. Speaking of which, how have they been treating you? Oh, they've been good. I'm glad. Have they been respectful of you? I will not have any of my house servants touching my beloved concubine. Well, there's one that's getting a little handsy with your belly. I will have a very stern word with them. I'm sorry. I'm just protective of you and the babies. What can I say? You've been handling this pretty well, though. Better than most humans. Maybe we'll have to do this again once they're born. Wow, won't that be fun? But anyways, let's get you dressed. You get started on the clothing and I'll help you with your shoes. Okay, here's shoe on your right foot, and then another on your left. Good. Alright. And you got the rest of your clothing on? Good. Wow. I gotta say, I very much like what I see here. And that corset, it accentuates your body in all the right places. Why do you always jump when I touch you? You don't need to be afraid of me. I wouldn't dream of hurting you, and I wouldn't let anyone else hurt you either. Especially not while you're holding my legacy. We'll see how our arrangement progresses after that. Although, I must say, me drinking in your beautiful form is making me a bit horny. I don't think we have time for any intercourse, but I certainly want to be presentable before we leave. So, on your knees now. Let me take out my big cock for you. Yeah, you like it, huh? Although, honestly, I am a hermaphrodite. I have both. See? I wonder if you have time to service both of them. And we certainly have no time to waste. Get on my dick now. Here we go. Your lips are so smooth and your mouth is so warm. There you go. You know your place, huh? I guess you're good at adapting, huh? Before you had to hide for survival, now you just need to please me. So, I offer you this. Suck me like your life depends upon it. And don't forget the clit, too. Let's see how well you can multitask. creative. You're just gonna finger me while you suck me off. Good pet. Mistress, the carriage has arrived. They're wanting to... In a minute! I'll come to you when I want to. Besides, my dumb little concubine's having trouble getting dressed. I'll be there soon.
Yes, mistress. I will inform the driver. Don't worry.
Hurry up, pet. Yeah. Suck me harder. Move your fingers faster. We don't have much time left. There you go. Oh, you're doing so well. There you go. Good. Okay, I'm getting close. Give me all you got now, darling. There you go. You better swallow every drop of me. There you go. Here, let me just place my fingers through your hair and drive you deeper down in my dick. There you go. Keep swallowing. Then you'll also have to lick my pussy clean, too. Can't be looking sloppy. You, on the other hand, well, it's a good look for you. But I don't want you giving any of those beautiful gazes to anyone else there. You're mine. There you go. Just relax your throat and take it all in. Okay. I think my dick is finished coming. Can get off of it. Now, lick my pussy. There you go. Good job, darling. And I didn't ruin my outfit, and yours is decently salvaged. Clean yourself up and let's go. And honestly, you might want to prepare for a round two, especially if you're looking as sexy as you are now. So dazed, wide mouth, full of my cum, belly full of my babies. I wish we had more time. But I'm sure there'll be more than enough moments of intimacy between the two of us. But let's go. After all, we've kept them waiting long enough. Now, haven't we?